Hello, this is Kelly Nataro. This is the DNP graduation speech, titled, The One Where We Became Doctors in a Family. Hello and welcome, everyone. First, let me start off by thanking Dean Scott, DNP Program Director Dr. Pam McGranahan, all of our wonderful faculty, and the DNP cohort for the honor of speaking with you today. In preparation for graduation and becoming a nurse practitioner, I read a great book reflecting on how to stop doubting yourself and your greatness and start living an awesome life. Author Jen Cicero states, "You are loved, massively, ferociously, unconditionally. The universe is totally freaking out about how awesome you are." And so am I. I am so extremely proud of each and every one of you. I'm disappointed that we are not able to be present together today, hugging and taking pictures in our caps and gowns. However, the current pandemic and state of healthcare does not lessen the outstanding accomplishments that we have all made over the past several years. Speaking of accomplishments, we have been through quite a bit together on this crazy journey we call graduate school. From first day jitters, extremely long lecture days, numerous case studies, and even the dreaded OSCE. In addition, together we have celebrated engagements, weddings, and babies. We've also suffered together through the tough times, mourned the loss of loved ones, and even supported one another through the occasional emergency appendectomy. And as we know in nursing, teamwork makes the dream work, and I cannot think of a better team to have navigated this journey and dream with. You guys are my team, my friends, and now my colleagues. I would be remiss if we did not take the time to acknowledge and thank our many professors at the School of Nursing and our clinical preceptors who have guided us to this day. Your wisdom and clinical pearls are invaluable, and we thank you for sharing them with us. We also thank you for your guidance and patience, as well as request your forgiveness in the incessant emails and clarifying questions about the OSCE, cumulative quizzes, and our scholarly projects. As I look upon our entire cohort, I see many things. I see acute care and primary care. I see pediatrics and mental health. I see parents and nurses. I see sons and daughters. I see husbands and wives, but most importantly, I see healthcare leaders in all of you. Our education and experience has equipped us all with the potential to make a real difference in healthcare as well as our future patients' lives. I'm humbled to think about the incredible individuals I have had the opportunity to sit next to and grow with in this program. So here's to our extraordinary class, our remarkable faculty, and our patient loved ones who have understood the numerous graduate school lingo used throughout this speech because it's all we've talked about for the past several years. I leave you with a quote from my favorite musical, Wicked. My cohort, friends, and colleagues, I can honestly say, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. I'm so grateful to call you my cohort, my friends, and now officially my fellow nurse practitioners. Congratulations, DNP Class of 2020, and on Wisconsin.